The Retirement Miracle by Patrick Kelly. Chapter 8, A Story About Tom. I'd like for you to meet Tom. Today is November 20th, 2007, and it is Tom's 64th birthday. Tom is eagerly looking forward to retiring next year after more than 30 productive years with his company. During Tom's working years, he has ridden the ups and downs of the stock market, but he now feels very good about the $2.5 million war chest he has been able to pile up in his company's 401k plan, largely due to the fact that the S&P 500 just hit its all-time high of 1,565 points on October 9th, 2007, just a few short weeks before his birthday. What a great birthday present, he thinks one morning in late November as he wakes up to the smell of his morning coffee brewing down the hall. He puts on a sweat, saunters to the kitchen, grabs a morning paper off the front porch, and takes his first sip of the morning brew. Perfect, he thinks. The market is up, my health is great, and retirement is just around the corner. His mind wanders ahead 1 year to that special point in life when he and Julie have been eagerly looking forward to, when he finally has the time and money to pursue some of the interest he's delayed for so long. He and Julie plan to visit Europe, spend time with the grandkids, and certainly enjoy more time together. It's only 1 year away, he thinks. I can hardly wait. His morning coffee is sweetened by the taste of what's to come. The year passes quickly, and Tom is now just a couple of short months away from his long-awaited day. As a matter of fact, he decided he was going to give himself the ultimate birthday present and retire exactly on his 65th birthday, November 20th, 2008. What a gift that will be, he thinks. Today, however, as Tom walks into the office on this sunny September morning, there is a different buzz in the air. Things seem just a bit off. He catches a coworker passing by and asks, "What's all the ruckus?" "Haven't you heard?" he says. "The market's been tanking. The entire financial system is on the verge of meltdown." "Seriously? I didn't have time for the news this morning." Tom turns towards his computer and signs on to take a look for himself. "Whoa, how can this be?" he wonders. Tom quickly pulls up his 401k account online, but he can't get any updated information because it won't be available until after the close of the stock market. If these percentages are right, my 401k follows suit. Then I could have lost 9% of my life savings in 1 day. He sits there sweating and stewing, sick to his stomach. It was a long day, a very long day. But finally the stock market closes and he is able to see the damage to his own account. "Oh no," he mutters audibly. "No, no, no, this is disaster." Tom sits there numb. On Friday, September 26, 2008, 3 days ago, his 401k account value was $2.2 million, down a little from last year's high, but still enough for his pending retirement. Now on Monday, just 3 days later, it shows his account has lost $210,000 in one trading day. He quickly picks up the phone to call his best friend, who is also a local stockbroker. "Barry, this is Tom. What's happening? I've just lost nearly 10% of my entire 401k in 1 day. What should I do?" Barry, always the voice of reassurance, does his best to calm Tom down, to soothe his frayed nerves. "Tom, I know, it was a bad day. But remember, the markets have bad days. It's part of the ride. The nice thing is that markets bounce. Look at history. There have been some terrible years in the past, but the market pushes through those and moves on to higher levels. You just have to relax, hold on, and try not to look too closely at the daily numbers. This will pass, don't worry." "Don't worry," Tom thinks. "How am I supposed to not worry? I retire in 2 months and my retirement account is going the wrong direction." However, to mask his deep concern, Tom simply says, "Thanks, buddy. Not sure I'll be able to not worry, but I always appreciate your perspective." As Tom hangs up the phone, his mood improves slightly as he tries to keep his worst fears at bay. And sure enough, Barry's words once again appear prophetic because the next day, the market does rebound, returning more than half of what Tom had lost the day before. "I'm sure Barry's right. I just need to let the markets do its thing and forget about it." So that's exactly what Tom does, at least for the next 2 weeks. He goes about his daily life, pushing aside his desire to watch the daily gyrations of the market. But at the end of the day, on Friday, October 7th, he can't stand the suspense any longer and just has to take a peek. He logs onto his 401k account, Barry's reassuring words echoing his mind, expecting to see the balance hovering once again around $2.2 million, but instead his ending balance shows 1,520,000. There must be some mistake. This can't be my account. But after double-checking his online statement, he realizes there is no mistake. Where is all my money? I've just lost another 20%. What am I going to do? Quickly, Tom signs onto the web to see what the actual market has done. Sure enough, the S&P 500 has dropped another 20% in the last 2 weeks and now sits at 899.22. So much for Barry's profit as a future, he mutters under his breath as he sits in stunned panic. Tom wants to call Barry again, but the phone is just too heavy. He can't lift it out of its cradle. Maybe on Monday, he thinks. Monday morning, before he can focus on work, he digs deep to find the strength to call Barry, once again hoping for his best friend's reassuring wisdom. Hey, buddy, it's me. I'm not doing so well as you might imagine. I took your advice a couple weeks ago and stopped watching the market, but on Friday I couldn't help but look. I'm sure you know where this conversation is going. It isn't good. Actually, disaster is more appropriate. My account has gone down a full $1 million in the last 12 months. What should I do? Tom, I wish I could tell you, don't worry, this will pass. But honestly, I don't know. No one does. This is new territory for us all. Barry, what are you saying? This market might not come back? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that no one knows for sure. But yes, that's always a possibility. But didn't you just tell me to hold on, ride it out, hang in there? Now you're telling me you don't know? That's not real comforting. Man, I wish I could tell you more. The truth of the matter is that no one knows where this is headed. No one has ever known. All we have is history as a guide. And history says to just hang on and ride out the storm. That's all I've got. What if I don't want to sit passively and ride out the storm? What other options do I have? Certainly you could reallocate your money, move it out of the market and into something safe. The problem with that, though, is if the market does turn, you will miss out on regaining some of your losses. It's a tough call. I honestly don't know what to tell you, Barry says. Well, thanks for the honesty, buddy. I don't particularly like it, but I do appreciate it. I just wish there was something more I could do. I know, me too. Tom hangs up the phone and stares at his computer screen. Just 6 weeks until I retire, and my life savings is going up in smoke. After thinking about his options, Tom decides to let it ride. He hates the idea of having lost so much money, but he fears missing out on a possible bounce even more. He crosses his fingers, knocks on wood, and shuts his computer down for the night, feeling a lot more like he's leaving a Vegas roulette table than his desk in the office. Have I been gambling or investing, he wonders, as he walks toward his car in the company lot. November 20th, 2008 arrives. It's Tom's 65th birthday and the last working day of his career. The excitement he expected to feel has been extinguished by the market's continued sputtering. He does his best to stay positive, but he's finding it extremely difficult. By the end of the day, the thin thread of optimism that did exist has snapped completely, leaving behind sheer and utter panic. Today, on Tom's last working day, the day he so eagerly looked forward to, the market ended at a new low. The S&P 500 closed at 752 points. 52% below its October 9th, 2007 high. The lowest point it has closed in 11 and a half years. Tom can't believe it. The promise of time, travel, and leisure has evaporated. Of course, he and Julie will still survive. He knows there could be much worse losses in life, but it will be a much different existence than the one he envisioned just 13 months ago. That flourishing account that once stood proudly at $2.5 million now squats humbly at $1.2 million. More than half of what Tom spent the last 30 years accumulating has been wiped out in 13 short months. He feels sick. He sits stunned. And he does the only thing he can think to do. He picks up the phone at his desk for the very last time, calls the benefits department, and reallocates all of his money to a money market fund before it all evaporates. Although he will earn less than 1% interest on the money with this allocation, at least it is safe. He has reached his maximum pain threshold and needs to get out of the market for his own health, or he might not live to see a very long retirement. As he thinks back, all he remembers anyone talking about during his savings years is the amount of taxes he would supposedly save by putting his money into the company 401k. Yet, no one ever talked to him about the market risk involved. How is that possible, he thinks. What is going to make Tom sicker if that is even possible, is that the day after he moves his money to safety, the market begins to recover. But because of Tom's need for safety and peace of mind, he misses the big bounce. He just couldn't handle the risk of losing any more money. The other surprise he has yet to discover is that all of those taxes he thought he was saving by contributing to his 401k during his working years were not really saved at all. They were simply delayed. So not only does his account stand at 48% of its value from last year due to market declines, but he still has to pay tax on every dollar he withdraws from that account. Oh boy, Tom is in for a big surprise. The asterisk note in this chapter. The numbers and values in this chapter are real. On October 9, 2007, the S&P 500 hit its all-time high of 1565.15. The following year, on November 20, 2008, it hit an 11.5-year low, closing at 752.44. If a retirement account had followed the percent of gain and loss that the S&P 500 experienced during that time, its losses would reflect what Tom experienced.